Hey there, welcome to the program. This is Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Blog Talk Radio. I apologize, I took the day off yesterday. I needed a break. I had all kinds of things going on. Things are a little hectic for me right now, and I think I need to take some days here and there. I'll try to let you know in advance if I can. Some days that's not quite possible to do that, but for the time being, I am here. Today I'm going to do something a little differently. You know that Total Consecration will be beginning here on September the 4th. Recently on Spirit in the Morning, I was visited by my friend Ray Mooney, who works for myconsecration.org. They're a group that does a lot with total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I have two separate interviews with Ray. They're about 10 minutes in length each. What I'm going to do is play both of those on today's program so that you can hear more about total consecration. I'll come on at the end to wrap things up, but I just want to take a little time today to put this out there about total consecration, why you should do it. We'll address some of the common fears with consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary, and there are some understandable fears that you may have about doing it. So we'll address all of those. Ray's an expert. Ray's the guy who originally extended the invitation to me to consecrate my life to Jesus through Mary. I did it for the first time on October the 7th, 2011. I've done it. I literally do it every day. There's a short form of the consecration. I reconsecrate my life to Jesus through Mary every day. The Blessed Mother's not going to mess you up. A lot of times we get afraid. We think that the Blessed Mother will lead us down the wrong path. She will not do that. She's going to lead you to Jesus, because there are going to be days, I promise you, when you do not feel like moving closer to Jesus. You're just not going to feel like it. You're just going to want to go in the other direction. That's when you need Mary to do her thing. Her job, her goal, is to get you to heaven in spite of you. And I really mean that. There are times that we do everything in our power, intentionally or not, to sabotage our efforts to get to heaven. This is where Mary can help you. So sit back, relax, listen to these interviews with Ray Mooney from myconsecration.org. Remember that we will be doing total consecration here on the program beginning on September the 4th. I hope you'll be able to be a part of it. You do not need to get a book. Ray will talk about a book. We're going to use a number of different sources. I've got tons of books here about total consecration. This is the seventh year in a row that I've been doing it. So I've got it down. So don't worry about the book. But just listen to what he has to say in the interview about consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary. Listen to how he speaks about the Blessed Mother. No doubt when Ray talks, he's talking about his mom. He's got that kind of relationship with Mary. I'd like to think I have that same sort of relationship. I am still working on it. It's something that happens gradually. So we will be back. Going to do something from Tony Rossi and the Christophers right now. Then you'll hear a few interviews with Ray Mooney. I will be back at the end of the show to wrap things up. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. You should always follow your mother's advice. Well, almost always. Consider this story that actor and comedian Tim Conway shared in his memoir, What's So Funny? During his third year starring in the 1960s hit sitcom McHale's Navy, Tim got a call from his mother, Sophia, in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. She told him, "Ken Schutz down at the hardware store is taking on new help. You know him rather well. You should apply." A little surprised, Tim responded, "Ma, have you been watching me on television in the last couple of years?" Well, Sophia answered, "I saw it, but that junk isn't going to last. You've got a chance to get a good steady job. You should take it." Thankfully, Tim didn't pursue the hardware store job, which freed him up to eventually make it onto The Carol Burnett Show. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, I am excited. My next guest is a friend of mine, somebody that has had a profound influence on my life. In my book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, I tell the story of the time that I was wandering around the Catholic Business Network, or the Catholic Marketing Network trade show. This was back in 2011. At the time, I was still working full-time as a project manager, feeling that something was missing in my life and that the Lord was leading me somewhere. And I was walking up and down the aisles, and I came to a booth promoting total consecration to Jesus through Mary. And I met a gentleman. His name is Ray Mooney. Ray is the National Director of Parish Consecration for the MyConsecration.org group. And Ray said to me, and Ray was doing such a good job promoting total consecration, he said, have you ever thought about consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary? And I said, you know, I've heard of it. I've heard of this devotion popularized by St. Louis de Montfort. Let me take the literature and I'll see. But, you know, I am not the type of guy that likes to commit to things. So I was a little leery, but I took the literature and I went home and I said, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go through the 33-day preparation for total consecration and consecrate my life to Jesus through Mary. I did that on October the 7th, 2011, and it has changed my life. And because of the Blessed Mother, I am now doing what I do. And I would not have been ever prepared or willing to go into full-time ministry working for the Lord if it wasn't for the help of the Blessed Mother and also the help of Mr. Ray Mooney. Ray, it's so good to have you on the program.
Well, I have been looking forward to this for the last several days. I'm so glad I just had a chance to listen to you talk about your how this influenced your life. Mine has been influenced dramatically also. But I'll give you one example that I hope will get people's attention.
Yeah.
When John Paul the Great was 22, he made his consecration for the first time,
mm-hmm.
and he renewed it daily for the rest of his life.
Wow.
And as a result, when he became the Pope, he took as his motto, Totus Tuus, meaning totally yours.
Yeah.
And through that life he led, we came to see Christ in him. And I'm sure that the same is true for you, Gary.
Yeah.
We can see Christ in you, and I hope it's true for me also, because it's made a tremendous change in my life back in 2002 when I made mine for the first time.
Ray, let's talk a little bit about that, and
sure.
I want to have you back on again to go through the specifics. So we're not going to rush through this, because
right.
this is a big topic.
Yep.
We're going to have people listening who will say, I'm afraid to do this. This Mary worship stuff, which is not what we're talking about.
That's
too much for me. Let's talk about it. Before we get into total consecration, what it is, why the Blessed Mother is important, talk about your life. You have a background in sales and marketing.
Yes.
Right? And how did this happen to you, and how did it affect your life?
Well, I'm going to really condense a little bit of this, because
okay.
back in 2002, I had been living in the state of mortal sin for several years.
Mm.
And I couldn't break away from it. I mean, Satan had me in a grip that I couldn't tear myself away from.
Wow.
And to make a long story short, in 2002, my pastor, when I was living in Allentown, got me, and the Blessed Mother got me, to go to his annual parish retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never, ever forget when Monsignor Murphy held up Jesus in front of me and said, Ray, this is my body. And he gave me the host on my tongue, and I just felt this rush of graces coming into a formerly blackened soul.
Mm.
And later that year, I mean, 2002 is an amazing year for me, but later that year, I got a chance to do a parish consecration, because one of the seminarians that was in that parish said, hey, let's do a consecration. Well, I didn't know exactly what I was talking about, but I said, hey, you know what? Blessed Mother has been taking me to new places.
Wow.
And I went through it, and I made my first one on December 8th of 2002. And after a year or two of renewing it, then I started going to Mass on a daily basis.
Mm.
And every morning before Mass, I would renew my consecration
yeah.
in my own words. But by starting each day doing that, and of course going to Mass and leading a rosary before the Mass,
mm-hmm.
it really just sets you in on a road for that day. And I heard you saying earlier about how to wake up in the morning. Well, Blessed Mother introduced me to a way to wake up in the morning that has been life-changing, let's put it that way.
Ray, you know, you said something, and I want to point this out, because I want to make sure everybody listening understands how this total consecration works and how the Blessed Mother leads us closer to Jesus. You talked
yes.
about you started going to daily Mass, and I
yes.
found that after my total consecration, I started having a greater desire to spend time with Jesus at daily mass. Yep. I had a greater desire to read the Bible. I had a greater desire to go to confession.
Yep.
Because I realize now that she's taking me by the hand and leading me closer to Jesus.
Absolutely.
And we don't even necessarily see her at work. We just feel it happening. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes. And I'll be even more specific. The missionary work that I do, the ministry work that I do, is basically 6 or 7 days a week. And it's not work because I am working, in quotation marks, for my Blessed Mother.
Yeah.
So I just do whatever I need to do. Now, there are days when things just get on top of me and I get a little distracted and maybe even a little bit annoyed. But you know what? At least once or twice a day and several times a week, I will almost feel her hand on my shoulder.
Mm.
And she will send people to me by email or by a phone, and this person will just blow me away with what's happening in their life.
Right.
And I'll go downstairs and I'll say, Judy, you can't believe what just happened.
Mm.
Blessed Mother came again,
yeah.
And she really got me out of it.
Wow.
And I truly mean that. I know that probably sounds a little silly to some people, but
not to me, brother.
It's not.
No.
She is my mom.
And you've always said that, and that's what really touched me when I first met you. You talked about her as if she was real, which she is.
Yes.
But I think for so many of us, she becomes a statue in the corner.
I know,
too bad. But once you're right, it is too bad. And once you make that total consecration, and we will get into the details about about it. We have about 2 minutes left in this segment. I'm definitely going to get you back. I will be in touch after
Wonderful.
The show. We'll get you back on soon. But what I'd like you to do in the 2 minutes we have left is talk to that person who's listening, who's saying this total consecration sounds a little weird to me.
Yep.
The whole Mary thing is a bit too much. And then at the end, I want you to, if you could, send them to your website so they can
find,
so they can do a little reading, and then we'll have you back on to flesh it out a little bit more.
Wonderful.
So talk to that one person right now who says, this Marian devotion thing, I don't get it.
Well, here's how I look at it in a simple way. The most conformed person to Jesus ever is his mother.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we want to conform ourselves to her so that she can literally take us by the hand to her son?
Mm.
And if she is taking us to her son, that's a lot easier way to get to him than if we're trying to do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I would want people to come away with, that she will mold us, if you will, into something close to her son.
Mm.
And what more could we ask for? What better way is there to get to heaven than to have his mother bring us to him? And he is, I mean, how happy can he be?
Yeah,
if we come to him through his mom, then we are totally special to him, and we should never forget that.
And I think the important thing for everybody listening to remember is that she won't take you away from Jesus.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, you know what's funny? You talk about St. John Paul II. He mentioned that was his fear at one time before he, right? He said
when he became Pope, yes.
Right. But then he realized that, no, she's going to bring you closer to Jesus.
Absolutely.
than you could ever imagine. We are just about out of time, my friend. Where's the website so we can find out a little bit more information?
Best way to reach us is the website, which is www.myconsecration.org.
Perfect.
Myconsecration.org. And there's a lot of information on there.
Yes.
You can order books on there, either the Montfort style or the 33 Days to Morning Glory in English or Spanish.
Perfect.
And you will also find my email address at the top of the page,
Great.
Which is RAYMOONEY.
Great, Ray.
At myconsecration.org, and I want to talk to you.
All right, we're going to definitely have Ray Mooney back on. We will have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Be right back.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 20, Jesus told his disciples the parable of the landowner who hired laborers at various times of the day, but paid them all the same wage. When those who had been hired in the morning complained about being paid the same wage as those hired at the end of the day, the owner held his ground. He had paid each the amount agreed upon. If he chose to be more generous with some than with others, it was his money to do with as he pleased. My grandmother understood this. When she and her children noticed someone coming late to Mass, she would whisper, "Those who were hired at the end of the day were paid the same as the rest." Unfortunately, we aren't always as accepting of God's generosity, and too often we let resentment rule. We need to recognize how generous the Lord is to us. Gratitude casts out resentment. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
I haven't spoken about it a lot on this show, but I alluded to it earlier this week when we had Ray Mooney on to talk about the topic. On October the 7th of 2011, I made my total consecration to Jesus through Mary. It's a formal process popularized by St. Louis de Montfort, and I have to tell you, on a personal level, it was completely life-changing. And I am grateful to, first of all, St. Louis de Montfort for popularizing this devotion, and also for Ray Mooney, because we had a meeting. He really turned me on to the devotion. It has changed my life. Essentially, what happened is I gave my life to the Blessed Mother, and I said, "Mom, you have permission to make me a saint, to lead me to Jesus." She has done that. I mean, she's still working on the saint part. That's going to take some work. But the deal is, she has brought me closer to Jesus than I ever thought possible. And a fact that you may not know is on my podcast. I do a podcast, The Gary Zimak Show, that you can find out more about by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. But I've done this nightly podcast for several years. And each year on that podcast in the fall, I lead the preparation, the 33-day preparation for total consecration. And over the years, I have probably led 3,000 people through total consecration to Jesus through Mary. I believe in it. And I urge you to really take what my next guest has to say seriously. And I want to tell you publicly for the first time that this year, beginning on September the 4th, I will once again be leading total consecration on my podcast. And we'll talk more about how you get to that, but that's free of charge. You can get it on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and TuneIn Radio. I believe in this devotion. It will change your life. And with that, let me introduce my next guest, Ray Mooney. Ray Mooney is the national coordinator for parish consecration for the MyConsecration.org group, headed by Tony Mullen, a local guy, really good guy who loves the Blessed Mother as well. Ray joins us right now to talk about total consecration. Ray, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Oh, boy, I'd love to listen to your passion. I hope it brings out some in me so I can help you to reach out to your listeners and get them to do something that we both think they really should do that will make major impact on their life.
Yeah, that's the key, Ray, and you are a passionate guy. You're the guy who first turned me on to this. So let's talk about this. We set it up a little bit last time, consecration to Jesus through Mary. Let's address some of the let's go for the main goal of this, consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary. Why do we need to do this, Ray?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd just like to give a little bit of information so that you'll understand how serious our ministry is about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. 21 years ago, Tony Mullen, who Gary mentioned, who is my boss, and it's a privilege to work for him, mm-hmm. he started this whole idea of reaching out to people to save souls. And in that 21 years that he's been providing this material to people, he is quite sure that 1 million people around the world have made their consecrations directly through the work that he does. Now, don't embed that one, boy. That's pretty serious.
You're right.
Now, I've been working for him for almost 7 years now. Wonderful. Best job, so to speak, I've ever had. And I can tell you for a fact that in the last 18 months, we have shipped 120,000 consecration books throughout the U.S. and Canada. 120,000. So this isn't just a couple of guys trying to do something for Mary. Mm-hmm. This is a very serious ministry that we're doing, and I want to reach out to people with that thought in mind, mm-hmm. that we are here to help save souls through mm-hmm. Jesus and Mary.
Ray, and you and I have worked closely together, because when I've done this on my podcast, you've always been there, you've always supported me, and I want to thank you publicly for all that you have done to facilitate this. It's been life-changing, for not just for me, not just for you, but I get emails all the time from people who say, I consecrated my life to Jesus through Mary, and everything changed. Everything changed. I don't know exactly what Mary's doing in my life, but she's doing something.
And she is absolutely... something to think about. She made her fiat to the Holy Trinity. She knows what fiats are.
Yep.
So when we do this consecration, we are making our fiat to her. And she will bring us to new opportunities that we never imagined,
right,
in ways that we can help Jesus through her.
Right. Mm. And I think, Ray, the thing that we have to acknowledge is that by ourselves, even if we have the best of intentions, mm-hmm, we're going to fall short. If I'm going to say I'm going to get as close to Jesus Christ as possible,
yep,
I'm a weak person. I can't do this. I need help. And yep, Mary is the perfect person to turn
absolutely
to.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely she is.
Right. So now let's talk a little bit about the idea of, okay, the devotion might be scary to somebody, and we addressed that last time. Even St. Pope John Paul II said he originally thought that this devotion might be a little too excessive and it might take him away from Jesus. But look at him. Look at what happened with him, the most Marian pope that any of us can think of. He
absolutely
eventually realized what this was all about.
Absolutely.
The 33-day preparation, Ray.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What exactly is going on there?
Well, there are two ways that it can be done.
Okay.
One of our books is a traditional Montfort-style book, which is all about Montfort and how and his ideas of bringing you to Jesus through Mary.
Right.
We also have another book, which has only come out in the last 6 or 7 years,
mm-hmm,
by an amazing priest named Father Michael Gately.
Oh, yeah.
It's called 33 Days to Morning Glory. Mm-hmm. And both of them are very valid ways to make your consecration. With 33 Days to Morning Glory, it brings everything into the 21st century.
Right.
Because there are 4 weeks of preparation, and in the first week, it's all about St. Louis de Montfort, and by the way, we hope he will become a doctor of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in the second week, it shows you, for the next 3 weeks, actually, it shows you the impact that he had on the lives of St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and through St. John Paul the Great. So he brings it into the 21st century. It is alive in the 21st century. And this would be especially true maybe for people who are younger, maybe people that aren't especially well catechized,
mm-hmm,
because when they do the 33 Days to Morning Glory, they will come to understand what this is all about and
right,
what their lives should be all about. So either one of these is a valid way to make your consecration. We provide both of the books on our website, and I can provide, if you have trouble with websites and things like that, I can provide the orders for you.
Mm.
And normally these books are $3 a piece plus shipping, but I will tell you right now, if somebody wants to do this, really wants to do it, and they can't afford it, don't worry. Contact me either through my phone number or my email address. I'll make it happen for you.
Wow.
We don't want anyone who seriously wants to do this not to be able to because of the $3 a book.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, Ray, can you give out your contact information now?
Absolutely. Please go to our website, which is myconsecration.org. Myconsecration.org. And at the top of the page, you'll find my name, Ray Mooney, my cell number, 718-309-6126, and most importantly, my email address, because that's really the best way to communicate with me,
right,
because I'll place the orders for you, but I can also send you a lot of information via email. I'll direct you to places on our website you can go to get additional information. I do this 6 or 7 days a week, not because Tony says you've got to do that.
Yeah.
No, it's because this is what my Blessed Mother wants me to do, and it's never work. It's mm-hmm, fulfilling a commitment that my fiat, what was made to her, that I would do this.
Amen.
And I love to do it.
And you've always said that, Ray. I've known you for a long time. You've worked in sales for many years, and you said,
yes,
without a doubt, this is the best job you've ever had.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I mean, I'm working for my mom.
Business. Oh, man, Ray, you are great. And we have under a minute left. I really want to thank you. And I want to personally say, if you're listening out there and you're on the fence about this, give it a try. This will change your life. It has done so much for me. This is such a fantastic thing. Ray, one last thing. If somebody's nervous about this, and look, I was nervous going into this. What if you think, like, okay, I commit everything. I give my life over to the Blessed Mother. What if it's the wrong thing? Is this written in stone? What happens if I think I made the wrong decision by doing this?
Well, I think that people should go through the 33 days.
Right.
because many of their questions will be answered in the course of that preparation time.
I agree.
And that's why it's a serious preparation time.
Yep.
And this is a serious thing that you're planning on doing. You're planning on consecrating yourself to Jesus through his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it lightly.
Right.
And yes, if somebody has those kinds of doubts, Gary, they can email me or call me and we can talk about it.
I agree.
I'm not concerned about dealing with that.
No, nope.
It's important.
No,
it's very
problem.
Important.
Agreed. And the same goes for me. If you want to talk to me about it, I would love to talk to you. It's the best move you can ever make. Total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Ray Mooney, brother, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure, my privilege.
God bless you, my friend. All right, that's Ray Mooney.
Like they do many other Marian dogmas, Protestants reject Mary as the Mother of God because they don't think it's scriptural. But if there's any Marian dogma that's biblical, it's Mary the Mother of God. Consider Luke 1:43, where Elizabeth greets Mary as the Mother of my Lord. As any Bible student knows, Lord is the title that the Jews used for Yahweh. But Protestants object that Lord can also be used for an earthly ruler. Although this is true, I think the context suggests the divine usage. The three times the word is used before verse 43, verses 28, 32, and 38, and the three times it's used after verse 43, verses 46, 58, and 68, it's used in reference to Almighty God. So does the Bible teach Mary is the Mother of God? You bet it does. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and I hope you are all excited about Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. Remember, that begins on September the 4th. I look forward to joining you with that. Make sure you let your friends know. In the meantime, I'm going to run. If you need anything, email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Have a wonderful night. Remember that God is with you wherever you are. Just make sure you don't forget about him. Turn around and say hi. Talk to you next time. God bless. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.